right, the bathhouse is a one-story stucco building. I guess I should ask, are you going tonight?
Is it nighttime?
Yeah. Are you going to wait and go in the morning?
Do they have rooms at the bathhouse?
Do we end up picking a short rest or not?
No.
Well, if we're
they have rooms at the at the tavern where you were.
I say we take a rest and go in the morning.
Yeah, before we go. Seems like a good idea. Well, go back in.
You mean actual time or in game?
In game.
That's like 9.
Yeah, let's go in the morning.
Go back in and buy some drinks and or some rooms from Alan.
Oh, God. He's about to charge.
Yeah, he's
going to
charge
you
double for the damage.
Can we find a different tavern?
I mean, is there a different tavern?
Nah,
he's
not
going to
charge
you
double.
Yeah, I mean, do I know any other taverns?
Oh, yeah, there's taverns everywhere.
I'll just go sleep outside.
There are lots of other taverns. You have other options.
Oh, well, I guess we could do that. I mean,
it's okay. If he's not going to charge us double, we'll just stay here. Hopefully he doesn't slit our throats in our sleep.
Hopefully it doesn't smell like blood too much. Or,
oh, that's
or burned wood.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Or burned flesh, which is probably the worst smell of all. All right. You get your long rest.
Awesome.
Make your way to the bathhouse in the morning. The bathhouse is a one-story stuccoed building with stained glass windows and clay roof tiles. 10-foot tall walls enclose a large courtyard outside the southeast corner of the building. The closed wooden doors to the courtyard are engraved with images of smiling nymphs dancing and frolicking in the water.
Looks too pleasant to be in the city.
I don't know.
There's nothing outwardly suspicious about the bathhouse. Except Karask. This looks like new construction, which is unusual for this part of town. People don't usually build new buildings here.
Very unusual, guys. I don't like it. Building's too new.
Well, we gotta go.
Be on your guard.
Are you really dirty? You need a bath? Is that what?
Well, there's 200 gold on the line.
Oh, okay.
Gotta go. he could probably use a bath anyway. Nah. Just a nice musk.
And as I say that, you see me.
just a very manly
subtly.
Musk.
Just very, very subtly.
Yeah.
So you're standing outside the wooden doors to the courtyard. As far as you can tell, that's the only way in.
Alrighty. Well.
I guess we'll push the doors in.
Yeah, must be good. Knock on the front door.
All right, the L-shaped. Oh, you gonna knock or open?
We'll just open it, I guess. I'll just say knock on the front door.
The L-shaped courtyard features a trimmed lawn and nicely manicured shrubbery. The yard is decorated with white marble benches and stone fountains, each in the form of a smiling nymph tipping a jug that spills water into a circular basin. There are, around the corner, there are double doors that appear to lead into the building. Or there are several benches outside and a fountain if you want to just hang out and chill outside.
Okay, so, well, we're looking for a secret door.
Yeah, can I just look around and see if anything looks, I don't know, out of place or something?
Would that be
you mean investigation?
Perception? Oh.
Okay, so not me.
I'm going to roll that because I have a...
Oh, good. I have plus 0.
22.
Good, because I got a 12.
I have minus 2.
I'm thinking.
Not very intelligent.
See, something odd in the fountain? Like the water moving in an unusual way? You're the only one that noticed it.
Yeah, I'll walk over and inspect it closer. So water's moving kind of in an unusual way.
Well, it's not anymore. It stopped.
Uh-oh. I'll kind of walk away while keeping my eyes on it, see if it does it again when I get far enough away.
No, it doesn't do it anymore.
Uh-oh. I'll just kind of put that information in the back of my head for now. Maybe it's a trick of the eyes. Sun reflecting off the water in a weird way.
All right.
Well,
I guess we'll go through the double doors.
Yeah, I guess we're going to go through the double doors.
All right. You enter a 20-foot-high pillar chamber adorned with frescoes of bathing royalty. Natural light streams through stained glass windows, creating colorful patterns on the tiles of polished blue marble that cover the floor. Three sunken, shallow pools contain scintillating, perfume-scented water. White marble benches bearing stacks of dry towels are situated near the pools, each of which comes equipped with a pair of brass faucets. There are currently 5 commoners using the pools. There are other doors leading out of this room. 2. One to the south, one to the north. Intelligence or investigation, whichever is better for you.
20 total for investigation.
You could just do those. You got a 10.
Nope. The doors you think are going to lead into smaller rooms based on the design of the outside of the building and what it looks like in here. Okay. It's like little smaller rooms cut out of the larger room. A lady steps out from one of those doors and says, "Can we help you? Do you need a bath today? Perhaps a massage?"
Both of those things sound wonderful.
All right, which would you like first? We do have one massage room available at the current time. The bath is the baths are 2 copper. Massage will be 1 silver, unless you would like the deluxe package, which would be 2.
Yeah, I'll just hand her gold because I don't feel like doing a bunch of math right now.
What is this pass for everyone? What are you?
Sure,
yeah,
why not?
Yeah, he's paying for us.
Yeah, paying for everybody.
Very good. And
deluxe package for everyone.
Okay, who would be the first to have a massage then?
So you got to go by yourself to go get a massage.
It's just a single massage. You never had a massage?
If 2 of you go in to get a massage together, that would be a little weird.
Is the massage... I'm sorry, I should ask a better question. Is the massage, like, is that its own room?
Mm-hmm.
The massage area. So someone's got to go by themselves to the massage area. Oh, man.
I've had a couple's massage myself, but I don't know if they offered that.
She's just like the attendant, right?
Yes.
Another person's going
to... Yes.
I mean, as far as we can tell, this seems like a legitimate bathhouse.
I'm not good at investigation.
I'm going to go to the massage room and I'll roll an investigation when I get in there, looking for a trap door when I get in there.
Okay.
+3 is 21.
Yes, there is a secret door in the massage room. And as you're looking, the door opens. And a female human comes in. "Oh, I'm sorry, you aren't undressed yet. Should I come back?"
Oh, man.
I've already paid for it. Might as well drop trout.
Yeah, I guess Mongo's going to drop trout.
Ooh, are you going to get undressed right in front of her?
I'm a Goliath. There's no shame in my game.
She's like, "Oh, sir, please put the towel on. Lay on the table."
Oh, didn't mean to frighten you.
Barbarian. No manners.
There you go. All right, so I hop up on the table with my towel placed
and
over
me. I'm sorry.
Me.
That should have been a perception check, but you still would have made it instead of investigation. My bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you. I made the mistake, not you.
Oh.
But you still would have made it. Okay. So he's in there getting the massage. You guys just bathing?
Yep. Yeah.
Are we, like, in the pools with the other people?
Yeah, it's just 3 big communal pools. Yep. And everybody in here is buck naked. Male and female together. They don't care.
Yeah, I'm kind of imagining the bathhouse area in Witcher 3. Or just... big old communal pool in the middle, and then kind of little rooms on the outside with little
probably the same thing for God of War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
kind of what I pictured. So, yeah, I guess, well.
What?
So, well, she does a standard massage, and she said, but will there be anything else?
No, that's it. I'm good.
All right, she steps outside to let you get dressed.
Okay. Well, no, because I'm about to come tell you guys there's a secret door in here.
Yeah, while he was doing that, I guess I'd be looking around for
talking to the commoners,
anything that looks for secret. It looks like maybe might lead to a secret passage or something.
Secret doors is perception, not investigation.
That's fine with me. That's not as good. 15?
Don't see any other secret doors.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to bust out of the massage room.
Hey, guys.
There are a bunch of other people in this room other than your people. Just want to point that out.
he's just really excited. This is his first massage.
Yeah,
this
is his first bath.
I'll get out, and I'll, like, casually walk over and just be like, so it was good then, right? And then I'll, like, say it really loud so they can hear and then figure out what he's trying to tell us.
And then I'm going to look and go, there's a door there, secret.
So, and, I think it's your turn for a massage, guys.
So the lady says, who's next for the massage?
I paid for it. I'm still getting a massage.
All right. So you go in. He told you there's a secret door there, but you can still look for it if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll give it a once-over.
Give you an advantage to find it since you know it's there.
Yeah. Still perception. That's a natural 20.
Yeah, you see it too. This is not a very well hidden secret door.
No.
You might as well just put a knob on it.
Big old sign. Secret door. Neon arrow. Just
followers
blinking.
Of the dead three here.
Alright. So,
you look at that.
You're going to get your massage and all that stuff?
Yep.
Alright. It's like 2 hours you guys have been in here.
Yeah, we might as well. We're already here. It's, as far as we can tell, it's a legitimate business.
We paid for everybody.
Yeah. Does it have like a hours of operation type?
Yeah, it's up
like
at 6 a.m. to midnight.
6 a.m. to midnight.
And you came in the morning, so you've got plenty of time.
Might as well enjoy the day. You know where to go.
Well, I'm just wondering, I mean.
Get you a bath, massage, relax.
Are we going to wait
before we go down and die?
Are we going to wait till midnight, though, or to sneak in and,
that's
and
up to
break in? Or are we gonna,
I mean, I don't mind.
Don't want to
wait until after hours or
I
wait
mean,
till.
This is where they like hang out, but do we know that they're here?
That's what we gotta go find out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say maybe wait. I don't know.
We'll wait till midnight and try to come in when nobody's around.
I mean, I'm pretty stealthy, so.
I'm not either.
I know you guys aren't.
I'm more of the, while everyone's here, go kicking. That was me yelling, hey guys, the door's this way. I was going to, in a towel, kick it down, you know.
Yeah, plus right now while we're in the bathhouse, everybody's all naked and towels and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming
it'd probably look odd if we all came in fully dressed and armored up. And
hiding in their places.
Go in the massage room.
So. I would hope so.
So they're probably not great either, right? Yeah. Because they know that they're hiding these people in their
it's this great new thing. It's group armored massage.
Yeah. It'd probably look weird if we all just walked in fully armored, yeah, ready to go in the massage room. We should probably wait until after hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just enjoy the day.
All right. So everybody gets their massage.
So spa day.
And then everybody's very pruned up from being in the baths for like 4 hours.
I don't like this smell.
And it smells very perfumed in here, so you're going to smell quite girly when you leave.
It's no more musk.
Hair's combed, braided.
Yeah.
Got little bows in it. Kind of looks like fucking Beast. You're the Beast. Like, after
yeah,
like
yeah.
The prim and proper. Little right. Bows and
Mongo
scowl. Just
pink bow at bottom of
yeah,
feet.
Just unhappy as hell. Looks amazing.
All right, so you leave after everybody gets their massage and just spend the rest of the day, what, drinking?
Yeah, I guess we'll hit the nearest tavern and
maybe
have a cold
one. Maybe not the
one
we just destroyed.
No.
The next one down.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should probably sit around with all of our loot and divvy that out and sell what we can sell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Kid
hey,
up.
Yeah, we can
we
do
got a whole day for that.
Buy upgrades if we can.
Yeah, let's go ahead and kid up. Good with it.
So all right, what do you have that you need to sell?
Two.
Used stuff I usually give half value for.
Right. So everything we've looted, nobody took anything of, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. See, from the first one, the half
plate. We had some. I didn't take it.
She figured out it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's less
sorry,
than what I have now.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually less AC than what she's got.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have some.
She.
I'm a girl this time.
Other campaigns she's played in the male.
Most. Yeah. I've most of the time played male. We had some chainmail. The half plate.
Chainmail, there were 37 each.
Okay. And. Longsword and a great sword.
Yeah, which we had shields.
Longsword to get you 7. The great sword. Where's the great sword?
You said the chainmail was 28?
37, I think.
37. Where the hell did I get from?
Great sword is 25.
And the half plate.
Half plate is 375.
Ooh. And we also had some shields.
Oh, yeah,
shields are 5 each.
5, okay. Well, with the first encounter with the hobgoblins, there was 14 there total, counting the captain. So if we grabbed everything, that's 13 shields, 13 longswords, 13 chainmail. Then a single set of half plate, a single greatsword.
And then there was some gold and silver.
And what was all that? Okay.
Yeah.
I can get the calculator. Yeah. So
the numbers for which each is worth individually. And then we have 2 gold pearl necklaces, 2 gold necklaces worth 25 each. That's an extra 50 each.
Bless you.
A black and gold ring with black pearl.
Is it good weapon? Is it finesse trait? For your attacks with it.
When you get to 4 or whatever.
I think it's finesse that's the restriction. Because it takes this is heavy with finesse. I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can look it up and see when you get there.
I'm good.
All right. So you spend the day and part of the night doing whatever, buying stuff and hanging out.
Yeah, doing some shopping.
And accessorizing. Go with my pink bow.
All right. So you get back at night. Looks the same as it did during the day, except dark.
Alrighty.
So, what are we doing?
It's midnight now.
I would assume you'd wait to like 1 to get everybody a chance to clear out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it's 1. Seems like everyone's gone. I guess. Let's go see if they happen to leave the door unlocked.
We're outside of the garden, right? Is the garden door unlocked?
Yeah, the gates are not locked.
Okay, the gate, yeah. The nymphs freak me out. I don't like them. They're too joyful for me. Speed pass through.
They're still pouring water. They don't shut that off at night.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, what? I don't think I can tell you because I'm not supposed to know. Well, then don't tell me. I'm not going to tell you.
You notice when you were here earlier, this place had hot and cold running water and like faucets.
Well. I guess. Well, let's go on into the head towards the secret door. I guess we need to go inside the actual chamber.
Oh yeah, is the front door unlocked?
Well,
yeah,
the door to the bathhouse is locked.
Okay.
Can I use a crowbar and try to break it open?
Sure.
I just bought a crowbar. That gives me an advantage.
Does anybody here know how to use these tools? Before we,
nope.
Nope. All right. Well, crowbar is.
Yeah.
Add your strength modifier.
What is it twice?
Because it has advantage
with a crowbar. 18.
Yep, you pop it open.
All right, it's open, guys. I finally mongoed something.
All right. Okay, so we'll go inside. Is it, like, the bath? Do the baths still have water and stuff at nighttime?
No.
Okay.
So they have working plumbing.
Yes. Which apparently is a Forgotten Realms thing. They have
magic.
Heat.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And hot and cold running water.
Everyone has...
Not magical.
Literal walking automatons.
Yeah.
Well, there was a suit of armor appearing to just look around. I mean, it was never described as a person. It was just a suit of armor.
Mm-hmm.
It's Forgotten Realms. That's normal.
It's just chilling.
Don't worry about it.
Just hanging out.
So there, can we do... I mean, I'm assuming they might have... I don't know. There's nothing to protect in here. Can we do a... Can I do a check to see if there's... If I see here or see anyone?
Okay.
Not that that'll help. Oh, come on. Okay. Nope. I got a 2.
All right. So at this point, we're in the bathhouse, though, mm-hmm. in the massage room where Mongo had such a great experience is mm-hmm. up ahead, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, it's clear, guys. We're fine.
All right. Well,
I mean, I can see normally in darkness yeah. at yeah, 120 feet. So.
I can, too, to up to 60 feet, but apparently it's nothing.
Devil's sight. Fantastic implication.
I have 120 feet of dark vision.
Yeah.
So you're the only one who can't see?
I'm the only one who cannot see.
me and the drow here at 120 feet are like...
I'm going to grab a hold... What's your character's name?
Azrael.
Azrael's shoulder here and say, hey, buddy, lead me to the massage room. I can't see.
Yeah, I'm going to help Mongo here navigate.
Avoiding falling into the pool.
Probably better not to be lighting torches or lamps or anything
yeah.
right
yeah.
now. We're breaking into a
There are lots of windows, as you saw from the
yeah.
light coming
yeah.
in earlier. So.
Yeah. So
you get into the massage room.
Oh, we're in the massage room. Mm-hmm. Cool. So now we gotta figure out this door. Can I make a perception check to see, you know, if it's...
With disadvantage, because it's dark.
Oh, no, I don't want to make the perception check.
Yeah. I'm not good at perception checks, so... Go for it.
I guess I can check out the door.
Yeah, see if it needs a button or a lever or...
I mean, we know where the door is. Does it have a handle on it?
No, not the secret door, no.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll investigate the room or perception, whichever, or to try to find some sort of mechanism to open the door.
Okay.
Would that be investigation or perception?
We'll do investigation for that one.
Oh, right. I'm better at that anyway. That is a 22.
All right. You just kind of push in on it, and then it pops out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a push button. Sweet.
And as soon as it opens, a horrible smell comes wafting through the door, like sewage.
Okay.
Well, you were clean for a day.
Maybe you shouldn't leave, though, because I'm pretty sure it's dark. Does it... I mean, I could see up to 60 feet. Does it, like, go down?
It goes around a corner and then goes downstairs.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a hallway.
Yeah. And it's pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
To Mongo. Everybody else is fine.
And we don't hear anything?
I still got a hold of your shoulder.
You want to do a perception?
Sure.
Yeah, when I'll do one.
Seven.
Oh, not so good. That is 8.
Gosh.
So we're not hearing anything.
Looks clear.
Hand me the...
Oh, we're just hearing?
The minis that are not you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can just put them over there with the others. Okay. Put them off to the side.
Oh, darn it. Sorry. That's not us.
Okay.
Oh, and I pushed a button. I'm sorry. I pushed a button on there, too.
Pushed a button on what?
It moved.
That's not a TV.
It's not a touch screen. Okay. There's a plastic cover over it.
I was just making sure I didn't mess that nut.
You touched it.
So I guess we'll walk down the hallway.
And down the stairs.
Who's leading? Am I leading?
Well, I'm not leading. Yeah, I'm you're very not squishy. Leading.
Okay, well, I'll lead, but I'll stop at the top of the stairs. And see if I hear anything now.
I'll be right behind the pile.
Yeah, Mongo is directly behind me and has a firm grip on my shoulder. Yeah,
oh, that's so much better. Okay, 21.
You hear water. Water. Stinky water.
Okay. If you fall in, don't swallow.
Alright. Well, I don't hear anyone talking, so I guess we're going down.
Alright. There is like a walkway you can see there, but beneath the walkway there are funky smelling water to a depth of, it looks like, about 2 feet. This appears to be hewn from limestone and unlit. The rooms have 9 foot high ceilings, often braced with wooden beams. And when there are doors, they are made of wood. And the area beneath there is murky sewage water, probably.
So we're in sewers.
We
always end up in the sewers.
There are a couple of ways to get out of here, as you can see.
Which, as far as, well, I can't see.
You came from over where it says Rolling Nerdy.
Okay.
Okay, so we came in this way.
We gotta find some people, guys.
Yeah. I guess just choose direction.
Yeah. I'm following you. Right. I'm gonna do my best to keep you out of the water. I finally got you cleaned. Keep it that way as long as possible.
I'll roll a d6. We'll see which.
All we hear is water, right?
1, 2, 3. We'll go straight ahead. Straight across.
Okay.
You managed to stay out of the murky water.
Yeah, let's not.
Until you come to a door.
Okay.
It is, as described before, a wooden door made of standard wood.
Handle and...
Yep.
Okay. I am not good at perception. I do a perception check and see which charm, but I don't know that it's going to do anything. I got a 10.
I'll assist you for advantage.
Oh, advantage. That's good. Yay, natural 20. This random door. Is this random door trapped?
Don't see any traps.
Okay, that was useful.
What?
I don't know if it's locked until we try to open it.
Yeah, I'll try and open it.
It's not locked.
Oh, okay.
Now, do you hear anything on the other side of it?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm assuming I'm not hearing anything, but I'll do
it. 15. Don't hear anything.
All right, I'll walk into the room.
All right, this chamber is empty but bereft of decor. Carved into each of its 3 doors is a full-size depiction of the dead 3.
Ooh.
Me a DC 10 intelligence check. Anybody who wants to look at them?
Just straight intelligence? Or...
Mm-hmm. No.
I got a 12.
Oh, religion, if you have religion. I'm sorry.
Nope, don't have any.
I have a little bit of that. But my dice hate me. So it's an 11.
Nope. Did you roll
an 8?
I got a 12.
It's a thinky thing. He's not going to do it well.
All right. The east door bears a carving of Bane, the lawful evil god of tyranny, who is depicted as a tall, armored man wearing a bucket helm. His right gauntlet is painted black and clutches a set of shackles. The door to the north bears a carving of Baal, the chaotic evil god of murder. He is depicted as a powerfully built, skull-headed man with long, curved blades where his hand should be. And the door to the south bears a carving of Merkul, the neutral evil lord of bones. He is portrayed as a cloaked figure whose face is hidden under a cowl. In his skeletal hands, he clutches a screaming human skull. So choose a direction.
Individuals.
So these are all doors with the stuff painted on.
I want to go the direction of the murder god.
Why did I know that's where you were going to go?
Even I knew that.
That's my vote, guys.
Murder door.
Do murder door. Anything behind the murder door?
Mural.
Oh, Jesus.
We all are just going to walk
13?
Up.
13?
19 perception.
Nobody hears anything.
Okay.
I mean, what could go wrong in a murder
door? Open the murder door.
let's see. The murder door was...
Ball.
I think it was, yeah.
To the north.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's the door you just came through.
Oh, oh right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And yeah, then to the west is just a corridor.
Oh, there's
a corridor, and there's doors.
Mm-hmm.
So you
came through the murder door.
Okay. Wasn't a whole lot of murder. And the other one was
the way over to the east is
one.
Bane, the god of tyranny. The south is the god of Mar'Kul. And to the west is just a hallway that goes down 10 feet, and then you can see some stairs going down. And smell funky water from that direction.
I think we should probably just go down the hallway. It seems like, because we just came through the murder door.
They probably all just lead to this convergence and then go down to their main meeting spot.
I wish I had learned more about these guys on my site, but apparently I didn't. Not with that religion check.
Not with mine either. Mine was pretty bad.
Which are you going through?
I think going down the stairs is good. We'll go down the stairs.
Open hallway.
Yeah. Or to the top of the stairs and not down the stairs.
Alright, despite the way that this image looks, you're going to have to go into the sewers to go down there because the stairs lead down into an area where there is no what do you call those things? Walkways. You have to go down into the sewer if you want to continue. There is a corridor leading to the southwest, and one leading to the north.
Do we see anything down either one?
Perception?
Those are the episodes with 120 feet of dark vision?
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah.
14?
Oh, 6.
All right, 14, you see there's a tapestry hanging down there. A 5-foot-wide, 7-foot-tall tapestry depicting a grisly scene of 4 faceless figures ripping apart a 5th figure who is screaming.
We need to go that way.
And it is. To go beyond that, you're going to have to move that tapestry aside.
Yeah, it's gross, but we'll just keep going. They enjoy murder, so I'm assuming this is their murder.
A little poo on their feet ain't no big deal.
Yeah.
We'll stroll through a little poo.
You mean you'll stroll through a little poo? These are expensive boots. I'm going to be riding on your shoulders.
I'm good with it. But I'm lighting. Well, you're going to go be on my shoulders, so I don't need to light my torch.
No, I just steer your head in the right direction.
I don't know how to light a torch down here.
I'll just sit up there and grab you by both your temples and grab you by the hair and just steer you.
All
split
of the
my
gas.
Beard in half.
Just all
yank
of the
on
gas.
The right to go right and yank on the left to go left.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
I'll just steer the Goliath. These are expensive boots.
Sounds familiar.
Alright, so we're pushing aside the...
Yeah, I'll go push aside the tapestry.
Alright. A cloud of spores ejects, filling a 10-foot square area. Everybody needs to make a 15, DC 15 constitution save.
Oh,
I'm
no.
So good at those.
Nope.
Oh my god.
That's a natural one.
No, me too.
8.
I got a 15.
Well, you made it then. The rest of you take 4 points of poison damage, and you're poisoned for 1 minute.
Oh, good.
Well, I'll take the 4 points of poison damage, and then I'm going to down one of my vials of antitoxin. To hell with that again. I'm glad I bought those.
Yeah.
And didn't share.
I only got 2.
Yeah. So, what does poison do again? Does it disadvantage or something?
It's in the back. It's back somewhere.
It's on here, which I never use this thing, but it is useful for that.
Yeah.
Poisoned. You have disadvantage on attacks and ability checks.
Okay. Which I think just downing the brain toxin, I think all that does is give me the option to
re-roll this. And as you pull it aside, you see there's nothing behind it but a wall.
What? Sorry, guys.
Okay, well.
No good point.
You know.
Fine. And I have advantage on saving throws against
poison. So is there anything else now that we've walked through this poo that, is there any other way?
Yeah, you can go north.
That not trail the band's name is, so we're going north. Might as well keep going.
All right, the beginning of your next turn, the ones of you were poisoned to make another saving throw.
Oh, it disadvantaged? Right? Because of the poison?
Yes.
Okay.
I drank antitoxin. Wait.
So you don't have to do it. Only if you're still poisoned.
Oh, good. I got a 5.
Con save or?
Yes.
13.
That's a no.
Oh, good.
So those of you who are still poisoned take 8 more points of poison damage.
Okay.
Even if you saved?
No, if you save, you don't. But it's DC 15.
Okay. So you saved?
Dang it.
No, I did not. I thought it was.
Oh, okay.
That's 15.
How much?
8.
I have one more vial of antitoxin. I will pull it out of my bag. Who wants it?
I'm down to 4 points.
That's not the you, but I could heal myself.
Oh, hand it to you. Just it's chug it.
Super lame, but I'll use cure wounds.
This is why I bought it.
And yourself?
I know. Yeah, it's so lame. And I'll still fail next time,
so I'll do more. You might not. I'm going to be going down, though, because I'm going to...
Wait, you're a paladin. You have lay on hands.
Yeah.
I think if you just use a certain amount 5. Of pool of lay on hands, you can just cure poison.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Is that how
it works? It's like, yeah, it's like 5 points, and you just... I forgot about that, or else I would have mentioned it
the first time. I would
too. Yeah.
Oh, I can neutralize poisons at a cost of 5. Okay, just kidding. I'm going to do that. So,
do you have any health potions,
you can...
No, I didn't.
I have 4, so you're more than
welcome. Yeah, I've got 2.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I'll give you one of mine.
And it's 2d4
plus... Yes, 2. Yeah, 2d4 plus 2.
Yeah, okay, that's better.
So is everyone unpoisoned now?
Everyone is unpoisoned.
Yeah.
All right, the way to the north... comes out into a room, and again, despite what the picture looks like, it is all underwater.
I still haven't gotten off his shoulder. I'm just steering.
It's only 2 feet of water.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Is it only 2 feet of water?
Yeah, okay. It's just
3 wooden beams brace the ceiling of this flooded chamber, which features a stone altar covered with entrails in the northeast corner. Hanging on the wall above the altar is a 3-foot-tall steel mask cast in the form of a frowning human skull. Which whoever made their religion check before knows that that's Baal.
Yeah, I made it.
Yeah, you did.
Yep. And there is a corridor leading out of here that goes to the west.
Okay, well, we went to the murder door, and that was north.
Double check, check that altar more?
Yeah, I say we look at this altar a little closer.
Fine.
Investigation? Uh-oh. He's smirking.
It's too late.
Yep.
What are we doing? Looking at the altar?
Yeah.
Can we look at it without...
touching it?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't want to touch it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Looks like human entrails. That's what it looks like when you get closer.
Awesome. Cool. Okay.
I want to touch it.
Another religion check, anyone?
Yeah, you know what? I'll try again.
Sure.
I don't got that,
nope.
So no.
Why? I'm not religious at all.
I mean, I can roll it, but it's not going to go well.
4?
That would be a 9.
That's definitely an altar.
Yeah.
The monk has a -2 on his intelligence. So.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Just being proficient on religion only brings it to a 0.
I don't want to touch it. I don't really know anything about gods other than good gods. My good god, not this creepy god. So.
I'm asking because you're on my shoulders, but I really want to touch it.
I mean, if you want to touch it, touch it.
I'm going to back away if they're touching me.
I don't have a choice in this. What am I going to do? Hold your hand back?
I don't want to touch the evil egg.
I have a 9 in strength. If you want to touch it, touch it. I can't stop you.
I want to touch it.
Touching it?
Yeah, I'm going to touch it.
Give me a constitution save, DC 12.
Gonna get diseased from gross human.
So it should be at the top.
Oh, it's 11. Damn.
So you're puking now.
Oh, 4. Oh, never mind. 13.
Yeah. Okay, you're not puking.
Oh, okay.
You almost did, but then you're like, no, I got it.
Yeah, you're saving modifiers.
A little win.
Yeah, you don't think touching it's a good idea.
Yeah. Mm.
So don't touch it.
Okay.
He tugs his beard and stares away.
Are these little rooms right here that...
No, that's just part of that room.
Oh, okay.
He said there was a door to earn a way to go through the west.
Look at that intelligence score I have.
What is it?
Seven.
Wow.
I guess we need to go through the corridor.
Trudging through the stuff, floating face down in the middle of this flooded room is the bloated corpse of a shirtless male human with knife wounds in his back.
I do not have a long enough stick to poke it away from me.
There does not appear to be another way out of this room. So, gonna have to go back the way you came, back to the room with the three doors, pretty much.
Is he like wearing anything? Is he just a commoner?
Says he is shirtless. Don't see anything on him.
That's right. Okay.
Is anybody getting closer to him?
No. Don't poke him.
You want to touch that too?
Can I shoot him with my heavy crossbow?
Would you waste a bolt?
I'll say why not.
I have 100. Okay.
Wow, 100 crossbow bolts. So you look like a porcupine or something.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe just shoot one of them.
Yeah, I just want to shoot one at him.
Are you shooting it?
Yeah.
All right. Roll a hit.
You're adding your 17.
Oh, yeah, you hit it.
He's already dead. So.
He doesn't move or anything. Yeah, medicine.
Freaks out.
There's nothing else in this room. Like we.
No,
I don't have.
There's no other way out. But is there anything else in this room?
Doesn't appear to be, unless you want to get down and feel around under the
plus two
medicine.
Poopy water. You want to roll a medicine check?
Yeah, I mean,
sure. We roll some medicine checks. I'm not trained in it. That would be
14.
20. I have plus 2.
Okay. Both agree. He looks like he's been dead about 2 days.
All right. All right. Well, I guess we're going back to the room with the three doors.
The three-door room.
That was a dead end?
Yeah. That's a dead end.
So
the ways you have not been now are to the east and to the south.
Okay, east and south. South is Lord of Bones.
Yeah, east is Bane, God of Tyranny, with bucket helmet.
None of us are humans, and he had a human head in his hand, so I'm good with going south.
I like it. I'm good with it. Let's go south.
All right. So that opens up into a 15 by 15 foot chamber. Lying on the floor of this otherwise empty room are the pale bodies of three humans in filthy black robes, arranged in a triangular formation. A lit torch lies between them. A rough-hewn staircase to the left leads to another torch-lit chamber.
They're just laying
on
the floor?
We have found torches, guys.
Yep, they're just laying on the floor in a triangle formation.
You can see again.
Yeah,
I'm going to crawl off your shoulders. Get uncomfortable anyway.
Are they alive?
They're just laying there.
Weren't we looking? No, we were just looking for followers of the three dead or dead three. Can I go poke them?
What is with you?
Hey, you alive over there?
Yeah, can we?
I'll shoot another
bolt. I have a feeling this is.
No, don't do that.
I need to take one away from him to get off the side.
I see you start to do that, and I'm like, I tap the bolt out of your hand.
No.
Can we
sit in the corner.
Can we poke them with Mage Hand? Can I do that with Mage Hand?
Is it Mage Hand or Cantrip?
Mage Hand's Cantrip, yeah. Can I, like, send Mage Hand out and just wave at them over their face? Let me
get a room up there, and then you can show me where you are.
Okay. Nowhere near them.
What's the range on Mage Hand? I'm going to end up kicking one right in the side.
30 feet. I am at least 30 feet away from them.
All right. I'm going to use this tavern. Just so we have a grid. Ignore the tables.
Okay. So where are they?
Yes.
I'll put that around that light there to represent the torch.
Okay.
Oh, right there.
No, you gotta make a triangle.
Oh.
Triangle.
Like.
That's good.
Oh, I see. I thought. Okay. So. Where did we come from? Where did we say that we came from?
Here's good. We'll say we came from.
I'll move with 30 feet. And are they on their backs?
No, they're laying
belly
on their,
down.
They're laying on their face down.
Okay. Then I will cast Mage Hand and I will try to poke one of them in the back.
Okay. Doesn't move.
Okay. I guess I'll walk up to one of them to inspect if they're alive.
Okay. Move your...
Can I be within 10 feet? Because I have my... my halberd is 10 feet. Can I inspect them from 10 feet? Or is that too far away?
No, you're good.
Okay, cool.
Roll in it. What did it say? Wisdom insight check.
Oh, I actually have that. Okay. 13?
Yeah, they're not dead.
Oh, okay. And I will back up slowly. And just be like, they're alive a little bit. Weird.
Very weird. And you said they're wearing dirty robes.
Filthy black robes.
These guys are followers. Yeah. This is them.
Yeah.
Can this I roll to go kick one right in the side? Like right in the ribs.
Right in the rib. Yep. Go for it.
Natural
20. Oh,
God. Kick the hell out of him.
What's unarmed damage for somebody that's not a monk? It's a D3?
D4.
Yeah, I think it's just a D4 plus your strength.
The monks just goes up and up and up as they level.
So a D4 plus 5. There you go.
So 4 plus 5 is 9.
Yep, you hear ribs cracking. And now everybody roll for initiative.
Okay.
All righty.
Saw that coming.
Don't worry, guys.
Oh, yeah, I got a 20.
If you keep his shit up. 5.
I got a 15.
I'm going to switch to my Cthulhu dice.
13.
They've been nice to me today.
And
I got 20.
20 total.
20.
Right.
I don't have any plus.
Yeah, I see that.
They're getting up, but you have the initiative. Go, Soraya.
Yay, okay. Now that I know that they're going to attack us, I'm going to run to this one that's down, and I get advantage, right, because it's on 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to try and hit him with my halberd. With 15?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay, good.
They're not wearing anything but a robe.
Oh, right, that's right, that's right. 6 damage. That was lame.
Okay, Mongo.
Alright. Still advantage?
Yeah, they haven't got up yet.
Let's see. 19?
Yeah, oh yeah. And you still kicking or using your weapon?
No, I'm going to use my great axe.
Okay.
It's, 9 and 7 is 16.
Okay, chop that one's head off. It's rolling across the floor.
Right. You have no ribs or a head.
Why are you adding 7?
That's your attack bonus. You just add 5. That's right.
So
D12 plus 5.
So
that's the damage. That's what you roll when you attack. So that'd be your D20 plus 7 is your total attack modifier.
God damn it.
Come on, man.
I'm still enough to kill it anyway.
Yeah.
I suck.
Brask.
The other ones on the... They're both... The ones that are left are still...
Yeah, they have not had a turn yet, so they have not been able to get up.
40 feet in the middle to the closest one, and I'll swing at it with my short sword. That'll be a 21.
Yeah, they're pretty hard to miss.
Yeah.
For 9 damage. Flurry of blows.
Okay.
I'll take 2 more unarmed strikes with it.
Okay.
With advantage. That's probably not going to hit, but maybe 16.
Oh, yeah, that definitely hits. They don't have any armor on.
Yeah, they're just wearing robes.
Sure. 4, 5.
That one's dead.
I'll take my last one on the one that's left.
You have movement and stuff?
I think. I don't know.
You were back here.
How much did I have? I have 4 feet.
Yeah, you can
move back. Last one on that one. 18 on the die.
Yeah, that's plenty.
Yeah.
So that should hit. For another 5.
Okay, well, that one, before he dies, is going to jump up and take an attack and miss.
Should we question this one before we
kill Raya? Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
So, Raya, your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. Yep. Okay, so I'm going to run up and hit him with the blunt side of my halberd for non-lethal damage.
Okay.
Hopefully... yeah, 13 to hit.
Yeah. Like I said, they're hard to miss.
Yeah. And 6 is damage.
Non-lethal.
Yes, it's non-lethal. He's
still standing. Brask.
I'm going to jump at him and try a grapple check.
Okay.
Which is my athletics versus your acrobatics, is that right?
Yeah, whatever it is, he's not going to make it.
10.
Now you still got him.
Okay.
These guys really suck. So you got him grappled.
You're like, dude, we need to ask you some questions. You keep fighting. I'll just let my friends wail on you here.
These are the guys we were looking for? They're kind of
wimpy.
Okay. It is an honor to die for Mercool. I will tell you nothing. Kill me.
Do I remember the name Mercool?
Mercool is one of those gods.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, your friends were friends of Mercool, too?
Yes.
So, are there other rooms with other people?
They're with the Lord of Bones now. I will join them soon.
Oh. Here. Never mind.
We need to go to the Bones.
Always not kill him.
Why would we do that?
Because he wants us to kill him. To die.
What were you guys doing on the floor?
No. We were waiting to capture an offering for the Lord of Bones.
Well, he failed. I'm just going to knock him out.
Okay. He's out.
We'll leave him there.
We're going to tie him up or anything?
Yeah, we should. Shouldn't we take him back to the murder dudes or whatever?
Let's tie him up, leave him here, and come.
Tie him up and
we'll come back and get
an embarrassing position just because.
So, do the other guys have anything on them? Like.
They have flails. That's the only thing they have on them.
Is there anything in the room besides them and this torch?
Nope, just the stairs going down to the west out of the room. That's it.
Think Witch King from Lover.
Yeah.
That's a flail.
Yeah, okay.
A type of flail.
All right, guys. Well, I guess we're going to the Lord of Bones room, which was east.
There's another way out of this room.
Oh, there is?
Stairs leading down to the west.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's keep going.
You want to go that way?
They seem like they were... I feel like they were, like, the baby followers. Like,
Is there sewage water in this room?
No, you're in a dry area right now.
Can we carry him to where there's sewage water and just kind of, you know, drop him face first in sewage water?
He's going to die. Wait, yeah, that,
he's going to die drowning in shit.
No, we want to take him back to...
Well, I mean, they didn't say that we had to keep him. They want you to
break up the cult, and if that means you have to kill him, is pretty much what they said.
Yeah, they just want him gone.
This is like the baby cultists. So I'm pretty sure
I'm after the big guys.
I'm pretty sure we could just kill him.
It is, this guy doesn't. But he wants us to kill him, and I don't want to do that.
Well, true. He's passed out now. True. He won't know.
He don't want to die drowning in sewage water.
He just wants to die.
He don't want to die that way, though.
I don't think he cares.
He thinks he's going to go...
Well, if we don't kill him, he's gonna murder more people for this freaking god. So
true. You have a point.
I think murder is the way to
throw
go.
Throw him in the shit water.
Mercool is happy no matter what choice you make.
Well, dead is dead.
Where did that come from?
Right.
The gods have spoken.
It's like, what? Wait a minute. He's unconscious.
Mercool speaking to you directly.
Yeah. I don't know. Just lob his head off real quick, or
have at him with your great axe.
I'm real fond of.
Suddenly, you guys are squeamish about killing people.
You
huh?
can Hulk him.
I could Hulk him.
You could Hulk him. Just grab him by the ankle and just swipe him. Can I see
him? Puny god.
Just a wet splat on the stone.
No, I'm picturing that scene from.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Where it goes off of Loki.
Yeah.
You guys are the definition of murder hobos.
I haven't started yet.
Hey, if it comes to demons, I'm...
Alright, I'm just gonna lob his head off.
Alright, he's dead.
Okay. Yeah.
His head's gone.
There's no fight, so, I mean, you know.
When it comes to demons, yeah.
So we'll go toward this other stairway.
Yeah, let's go. Further down.
Alright, this chamber has partially collapsed around a stone sarcophagus, so it is piles of dust and rocks.
Sarcophagus.
Sounds
what?
Sounds great.
I really don't want to go near that
sarcophagus.
I want to open it.
Does it look like, is it decorated at all?
It is mostly broken into pieces. Mostly what's in the room is just a pile of rubble.
Well, it's broken.
Rocks
so
and
oh,
it's
broken.
Dust. Yeah.
The sarcophagus is broken? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can I go kind of, you know, mingle in the rubble to see if there's anything in there?
Yeah, you put your hand on something.
Oh man.
Feels like skin.
Hmm.
Oh man.
Okay.
Do you pull it out?
I mean.
Yeah, I'm in it.
You're already
now.
There.
I mean,
it's a book bound in red leather.
Hey, someone do a check. We don't have anybody who can do like arcane stuff.
I have.
Because there was a
book. Yeah, I do have arcana, but it would blow up. I only have a plus zero.
Really,
plus...
Nick?
Well, I do have to take
my caster.
Oh, I'm sure you've got arcana.
Hey, you don't have any abilities, do you?
Not bad, bro.
No, I don't know anything about magic. Don't worry about it.
Hey, man.
Will you check this book out for me?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, she could make sure it's magic. See if it's magical.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't have it prepared. But
that's true, you don't.
But
you'd have to pray to do that. Yeah, so I guess I'll check out the book.
Looking inside?
I'm going to kind of pry it open with my arms extended as far away from my face as possible.
And it looks like runes in there, like magic runes.
What language are they in?
They're in magic.
Duh. Because I have Eyes of the Runekeeper as one of my invocations. I can read all writing.
Does that mean you can read spells?
It just says all writing is what it says.
I don't know if you can
Go ahead. Let me check the one in the book. It's the one on my phone kind of writes things down weird sometimes. Warlock. That's patrons. Invocations. Eyes of the Runekeeper. Yeah, it just says you can read all writing.
Hmm. So it's some kind of magic writing.
Yeah, my invocations are Devil's Sight and Eyes of the Runekeeper. that I can see normally in both magical and non-magical darkness.
I mean, it's red light. It's in a murder place, so I'm assuming it's a murder book.
Probably a murder book.
It's it's looked like spells.
Okay.
We'll just take it with us.
Hey, man, you want this? Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll just pocket it for now, unless the spells look like anything I could use.
Yeah, but I have a wizard, so.
Actually, you recognize one of them. It's Burning Hands.
I
know that one.
Gee, I wonder.
What other spells do you have?
All of my spells. Of course, I have Eldritch Blast, because I'm a warlock, have to. Toll the Dead, Thaumaturgy, Witch Bolt, and Hellish Rebuke.
Hey, the only one that's in there you have is Burning Hands.
Okay. So I'll pocket the book and study it over later. See if I can learn anything from it.
As a warlock.
Roleplay.
Yeah,
roleplay.
So that's all. That's a dead end then, right? At this point?
Oh man! I mean, we can investigate the sarcophagus further. Because you only dug in like the whole area where the
I'll keep digging in the sarcophagus. I'm
Okay.
Okay. You find two more books.
Hey,
it's a book coffin.
One has the personal rune of its previous owner burned into its umber cover, and the other is scaly black reptile hide. And they're all spell books.
Okay. Amen. Yeah, we'll hold on to these and look them over in a safer environment. Seems like a good idea.
Is that it in the sarcophagus?
Yep, we found everything that was in there.
That's the only thing in this room that we saw.
Mm-hmm. And there's no other way out of that room. So you're going to have to go back to the room of multiple doors and go through the one door you have not gone through yet.
Lord of Bones.
Yeah, the tyrant one. Bane?
No, it's the M one.
Merkul.
No, isn't it the one we just went through?
No, I thought
that's who the guy was praying to.
The one you have not been through is Bane.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
The guys we just fought were followers of Merkul.
I'm sorry.
Pay attention, dude.
So the followers of Baal weren't there, but they clearly murdered people because they had
entrails.
Death.
And murder a dead body in the next room.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I guess we'll go through that door.
So it goes down a hallway for about 10 feet. Then there's a set of stairs going down. Continues 10 more feet. Then another set of stairs going down. Then continues about 10 feet beyond that, and then we're back in the sewer rooms again. I know you're all excited about that.
We haven't been here before, right? Okay.
The eastern part of this room is unlit, flooded, and braced with floor-to-ceiling wooden beams. Rough-hewn steps rise out of the murky water in the western portion of the room, which is dry and lit by two torches and sconces that flank a stone altar. Shackled to the wall behind the altar is a sickly man in a loincloth with a burlap sack over his head. An alcove in the north wall contains a freestanding suit of plate armor, missing its helmet. Standing before the altar are two grim figures, a powerfully built woman clutching a mace and an even bigger man wearing a bucket helm. The helmed man is jabbing the prisoner with a spear, causing him to twitch. Both figures are clad in chainmail, and the woman carries a wooden shield with a leering skull painted on it. They currently have their back to you.
They're up on, like, a wooden scaffolding type deal?
They're up on a platform. You're going to have to go down into the sewer and then come back up to get to where they are.
Probably be hard to sneak up on them.
With water, yeah.
How do I have a? Do we have a clear line of shot of them? Though?
Yeah, you can see them.
How far?
Except it's dark, so you can't see them.
That's true. There's no torches in this room.
Good. Aren't they lit up by torches though?
Oh, there were torches. That's right. I'm sorry. You're right. There were torches. Yeah.
They are lit up by torches.
Yes, there are torches behind them. So you're in the dark. They're in the light.
How far are they from them?
After you turn the corner, they're about 20 feet away.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
So, can I shoot at them with my heavy crossbow?
They're only 20 feet away. That's well within range.
Yeah.
Everybody good with it? It's with advantage and stuff. Yeah. Works for me.
Right when he does that, can I cast Searing Smite, which is a bonus action concentration for myself.
Okay. Who are you shooting at? The woman or the man or the prisoner?
Oh, not the prisoner. He's, well, I mean, I could put him out of his misery, but we're not going to do that. I'm going to go for the big guy.
I'm going to go for the woman then. I'm going to run up to her.
Put a couple of minis down at this end of the room to represent them. Which one's the woman?
We'll go with that one.
Wait,
she had a shield, didn't she? Hold on. Right. We'll do it this way. She's got a shield. That person's got long hair.
Oops. All right. so you're shooting.
Yes.
Fire.
At the same time, I'm running up to the other guy. And
with advantage, up. Right? Since
it's a surprise attack.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see any reason why we all couldn't coordinate and
hit
him at the same time.
15?
Yeah, no, that is a miss.
Oh, no.
On the other one, 16?
There's also a miss.
Yeah.
So you're up there on the stage. Move him up there.
Yeah, as he's shooting and he's running up, I will cast Witch Bolts on the one without the shield.
Okay.
With advantage.
Yeah, surprise round, whatever you get for a surprise round.
Which I think is, I think I get advantage.
Yeah. Are you running up there?
That is a natural 20.
Ooh.
Oof.
Yes.
That would be a hit.
All right, and that is 1d12 lightning damage.
2d12.
2d12, you're correct. Because advantage, or crit. So that's 7 and 8. So what is that, 15?
15.
Yeah. 15 lightning damage.
All right, you lit up that helmet he's wearing. It's smoking now. Who hasn't gone yet?
Me. I don't know how this spell works.
Which spell?
Searing Smite? Is it only once?
It's on your next...
No, I know. I cast it, so it'll be this hit. One.
Yeah. It'll be on
but
your
does it continue then?
No, once you hit with it...
It goes away.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was confused. Okay, so hopefully I'll hit... I'm going to hit her.
If you miss, you still have it.
Okay,
good. It's a concentration of...
Okay, so I'll run up and I'll swing my halberd at her.
He needs advantage because we're surprised.
Oh, I got a natural 20.
Nice.
Yes. Okay.
I think that means the Searing Smite is double too.
Does it? I don't know about that.
I don't know how that one would work.
And the D10 double, or roll the D10 twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Really? Two ones? Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Okay. So, but the plus only double, it doesn't double, right? Just the dice?
No, go ahead and double it, because it can get better, so.
Crits multiply all dice in the damage roll.
Okay.
So you double the Searing Smite.
Good, because I got 2 plus 3. I don't double the plus.
No, just the
what you're rolling. Okay. Just the dice.
So I got any, 5 so far.
Any dice rolls.
Awesome. Really?
Is that another 1?
Oh, God. Roll. Oh. All
right. Number 1. Thank you. Wait, I'm so dumb.
Yes.
I re-roll 1. I forgot, I'm sorry. I haven't played a two-handed person. 5 and a 10. Oh, that's so much better. Okay. 15 plus 3.
Plus.
18 plus 3 and I can roll it again because it was a 1. 6.
All right, you killed her with 1 shot.
Yay! Thank God I'm a two-handed weapon person.
Now roll initiative. Right.
Okay.
And you were attacking
only
I was
him
attacking her.
Okay.
And it's only him left then, huh? Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
I got 12.
14.
21.
18.
All right. Azrael.
Yep, and I hit him with Witch Bolt, so I'm just going to use that to deal an extra 1d12 to him, just because I can do that with Witch Bolt. I love Witch Bolt. Once you hit with it, you're good. So that is 9. 9 lightning damage. Wow, I can't talk.
Zariah.
It's my turn again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got the best initiative out of everybody.
Sweet. All right, I'm going to attack him with my thing, my halberd.
But they won't stand with their back to the door anymore.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
18 to hit.
That is a hit.
That's a six. So, 9 damage.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
All right, who's up there closest to the iron console?
Which am I within 10 feet?
I think it's about even.
Yeah, I'm within 10 feet. I think we're both within 10 feet, actually.
All right, he shouts, "Attack!"
Oh,
and
okay.
And the gauntlets from the suit of armor
come
floating across the room, and then he throws a spear and criticals. Karras with his spear.
Oh, no.
I wish you had patient defense.
Okay, I appear to have lost my d8.
Well, nice knowing you guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
9 points.
Lucky.
Oh. A 9. I mean.
9 total?
Yep.
Pretty.
That was pretty terrible. That's your turn.
I don't think I'm swinging at him.
Do you have to be up closer to him, or
yeah.
Do you have to be within 10 feet?
Yeah.
That's a pretty lousy roll for a critical.
So, sword attack.
Six.
Yeah, 16. 16 on the die.
That is a hit. That's all you need. Put another mini out there off to the side to represent the, a little closer than that, to represent the gauntlets. There you go.
6 piercing.
Okay.
Unarmed strike. Right. 18.
All right, he's dead.
Okay.
Nice. Only 1 hit point left.
So now just the floating gauntlets?
Yeah, all you got to worry about is the gauntlets.
And patient defense for a key point.
Mongo.
All right. I'm going to go over to the gauntlets. Should I attack just the gauntlets or the armor? The rest of the armor? Because just it's.
Well, the armor's not moving, just
the
gauntlets.
The armor's not moving, it's just the gauntlets.
Yeah, just deal with those right now. Get those.
And it didn't move until he gave an order.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead.
Well, I'm going to go over the gauntlets. I'm going to swing my great axe at him for a 15 plus 7. What is that?
22.
I'll do it right that time.
Yes, you did.
I have no idea. I have to find them.
Uh-oh.
It says they're identical to flying swords, but then you don't give me the stats for flying swords. Okay. Hmm.
Flying swords.
Something that's in here. I don't see it in the DM guide. Mm-hmm. All right. What'd you get?
Oh, 15 and 7 is 22.
That is a hit.
Alrighty. Five is 9.
Okay. Azrael.
Yep. Toll of the Dead, which is, I think, just a... Wisdom save, DC 14.
Yep, made it.
All right, let me check. I think that's
it's all or nothing, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Drip.
Yeah.
That's my turn.
Zariah?
What's that thing?
Okay.
If it's missing its hit points, I do extra damage. But if it makes it safe, I do it.
I'll run up a train then. Oh,
17
plus
5? Yep, that's it.
7 damage.
And they fall into the murky water.
It's only 2 feet deep, right?
Yep.
You know what that...
Yep.
What? You were going to try and retrieve them?
Well, I want to see what they are. They're cool gauntlets.
Yeah, what
is there anything else like coming out Arcana in check? The room... No other people.
About that?
About what?
The gauntlets. To know what
did you retrieve
were.
Them?
Some sort of...
Yeah, I'll go down and get them if we're done out of combat.
Yeah, we are.
Actually, I'm going to inspect that suit of armor.
Suit of armor is welded together. Except for, obviously, the gauntlets.
Right. Nothing special about it?
Nope.
I mean, I can't really do a comp check, so I can bring it up to you. The gross,
the guy that's wet. The guy that's tied up there is like, who's that?
Oh, right.
Oh, we forgot about the guy.
Yeah.
I didn't forget.
Oh. I forgot.
I just don't care.
Well, no. If I had remembered that he was there, I would have taken him down first. I wouldn't have gone for the call.
Well, okay. I would have remembered, and while you're getting gone, I'll go take him down.
Okay, yeah, you do that.
Thank you. Although his shackles are locked and pretty substantial.
Chain on the wall, or it's like, how's he up there?
Yeah, he's chained to the wall. Yep.
Is there a way to...
Can we search the two people we killed for
yeah.
a key? I was saying he can mungo through the chains without getting the guy, because if he's like this and there's chains... Cut through the chain, and he's free.
The male has a bunch. The dude has a bunch of keys.
Yeah, that might be.
He has a.
That would be easier.
He has an iron belt with 7 keys.
Alrighty.
Which one is it?
Can I snatch those keys and try each one of them on them locks?
You're able to unlock him. He says, "Thank you. Can you help me get out of here? I'm Clem Jasso."
Well, hold on
Clem
there,
Jasso?
Buddy.
You recognize that name as a patriarch. He's from a rich family in the upper city.
I'll touch his shoulder and give him my last 5.
Okay. My family will pay a generous reward if you safely return me to the upper city.
You got a lot of healing potions on you?
I do. I mean, I've still got 3 more. I think he needs one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and toss it.
I want to ask him what all he knows about this place. With
yeah, like how did he get down here?
Yeah,
I don't know anything. I was captured. I was knocked unconscious, brought here, and I woke up here with these two torturing me.
And they never said why they were torturing you?
No, they just seemed to enjoy it.
Oh man, did you hear any other voices other than theirs there too?
No.
Alrighty.
Did we find anything else on these guys? That, like, obviously they're followers of Bane, right? But.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at the bodies.
Can I investigate them? So, the 18 to investigate?
She has a mace and a longbow. He has a spear. That's it.
Well, we got 6 other keys that go to something.
I can take that longbow, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, and then I got the gauntlets. I can't do anything.
Well, they're technically a creature, so you really killed them.
Oh, that's okay.
That's why I couldn't find them.
Just kidding. Sorry, guys.
They're like a construct, I guess.
Weird. Okay. Well, We should probably help this guy out.
Yeah, but have we taken... Was there any other... other than the way we came in, was there...
Oh, there's lots of other places to go.
I mean, we can keep looking, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we need to keep
going. We haven't killed anyone from the one guy's...
Yeah. And we've only killed 5 people, and 3 of which were
probably
extremely
not the whole
easy.
Cult. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to... Sorry, buddy, we're going to have to, you know... Bring you along with...
Yeah.
While we...
can...
I mean, just... we're not that far from where we came in, are we? From the bathhouse.
We gotta
entrance.
Like hide him in the bathhouse until we get done.
We
can just leave through the front door. It's not locked.
We're a good ways away because we went down several flights of steps to get down here after the doorway, which we went through.
Well, and he's like pretty much naked, right? And like clearly like a famous person in this or a rich person in the city. So who knows how he's gonna get home by himself, like not getting killed.
He just said he was good on the surface. But then again, if he's not paying me, I don't give a shit.
He said his family would reward you richly if you delivered him back
to
his home.
I don't think
I'm good with him tagging along. He's just going to have to, you know.
But can we guarantee his safety?
No.
When instead we could turn around and just make sure he gets to the surface. Guarantee his safety. That's payday. Possible. Buddy up in the higher ups, and then we can just come back down and finish this.
Yeah, we've cleared the way. Let's go back real quick.
Yeah, I mean...
At least get him to the surface where he can find a guard or something.
They clearly don't have guards up in,
but we
like
broke
the...
into this place. Of course, we got badges to do what we want, so I'm good with it.
And
let's take home.
They don't
have
any guards in this bathhouse. We just walked right in, so... I mean, it's probably fine.
I mean, how long of a detour are we going to be taking here just to at least get this guy to a guard? Somewhere.
Well, then the guard's gonna get the reward. Right?
Why would the guard get the reward? We're the ones that rescued him.
Because he's taking
home. It's not like he's stupid.
He
knows who actually saved him.
To the surface.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I say, hey man, look, here's the deal.
Here's our names. We'll be back in the morning, get you some rest, whatnot. This gentleman will take you home.
I'm good with it. Yeah. I'm good.
Get him up and strap this and
get
him somebody to escort him home.
Maybe just get him some...
Do we have clothes on us at all?
No, I got some food I can give him.
Just give him cultist robe.
I was going to say, I don't...
Oh, yeah. You got some bloody cultist robe.
We can
really
grab
wanna,
him a dirty robe on the
really
way out.
Like, send him out naked, so...
We'll just grab
him. Not so sure sending him out in a death cultist robe is a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be taking him out to the bathhouse. I'm sure somebody left some garments or clothing.
Well, there'll be a
there
towel
somewhere.
Or something.
There's a
Lost
and Found
there.
In there.
Yeah,
so,
there's
I'm
sure
have
some
we'll
sort of Lost and Found.
All right.
And I don't know why.
All right, well, we are not going to get through this tonight, so I guess we might as well start looking for a stopping point here pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, do we just want to take him home and get our reward then?
Yeah,
and we'll continue on next time?
I don't think there's any harm in coming back, because they clearly don't.
We'll just shut the trap door on the way out, you know, like nothing ever happened.
People, they're dead people, they know something's up.
Well, what are they going to do about it other than prepare? And I mean, how more prepared does it get?
Well, I mean, stopping point would be take this guy to a guard outside.
Yeah.
You know, up on the surface. Come back and right at the door. Right before we come back in.
Yeah.
I mean,
or we could take him up.
At best,
rest
it's like
till morning.
How long have we been down here?
Not that long, actually.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we weren't down here like it's morning now or something.
Yeah. I get best, it'd probably be like an extra...
You haven't taken any rests, right?
No.
I'd say a couple hours, probably.
Okay. So, I mean, we got time.
Just whipping through 3 or 4 rooms here is pretty much all you've
done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can take him back up to the surface and try and hail someone down.
Okay. Well, you're trying to... Get your reward. Should be some interesting role playing.
Yeah,
for
can
later
we send
on.
Them off?
For later
so
on,
he's okay.
And we will stop at the room D12 with the altar. All right.
Hey.